Mm-hmm. Hey, why don't you get on the phone with us? 888-696-1003 is the number. Let's take caller, I think, three today.
Oh.
And we'll do the classic rock time capsule. Quiz about Van Halen coming for Christian. You get to second guess him and see if he can't win some tickets to a lovely shoe.
Mm-hmm.
100.3 The Sound. Mm-hmm. John Mellencamp, that Small Town off the Scarecrow album. One that you should investigate if you've never listened to that thing all the way through. Really holds up well over time, all these 30 years later. I'm Andy Janley. This is Christian Nahan right across the way from me.
Hi.
I get to look at him for the next few hours, and I get to spend the time with you playing great classic rock. And on the phone, we've got somebody to have an intimate encounter with us. It's Dale from Huntington Park. Is that right, Dale?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Are you hands-free?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Me first, says Mr. Safety. We're going to ask Christian a question about Van Halen in just a minute, Dale, and you get to second guess and see if we can't send you to a fabulous concert for free. So stick around, and we'll get to that in moments on The Sound.
Yes.
It's 100.3 The Sound. We're jumping into the time capsule right now. Hit the button, and she'll start playing.
There we go.
Not my day. It's a little cold today.
Open. Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
It's open, and our phone line is open with Dale from Huntington Park on the phone. You still there, Dale?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Just a minute, a question about Van Halen, and maybe we'll send you to an excellent show. But in the meantime, it's Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Friday. It's finally Friday. It's June 3rd, 2016. And today is the day in 1970 when Kinks frontman Ray Davis flies all the way from New York to London to change one word in a song. He changes,
well, you drink champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola.
To
Cherry Cola.
Why does he do that? We talked about this a week or two ago. It's the ridiculous ban the BBC has on mentioning name brands in songs. So if Ray wants the song played, he's got to play ball. You know what beautiful piano coda that's at the end of the song Layla, Christian?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's just fantastic, isn't it?
Yep.
It was written by the drummer for Derek and the Dominoes, Jim Gordon. He's a great drummer. He's a drummer for George Harrison's All Things Must Pass. He played on John Lennon's Imagine, Beach Boys' Pet Sounds. Well, today's the day in 1983 that Jim beats his mother with a hammer and then stabs her to death with a butcher knife.
Such a great piano player.
Yeah. He gets 16 to life, and he's still in prison up in Vacaville. He's still seriously ill, sadly. And finally, today's the day in 2000 when Allman Brothers Band co-founder Dickie Betts allegedly goes a bit nuts. He reportedly threatens his wife, tears apart his living room, and then flees the scene as helicopters search overhead. Rambling man, indeed. Got a little dark there at the end, didn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Sorry about that. Okay, so we're bringing Dale back in for this question. Christian, Van Halen has to cancel a show in Hamburg, Germany on this date in 1998 because another drummer, Alex Van Halen, is hurt. What is Alex hurt by? Is it by David Lee Roth's karate, a mugger, or something heavy falling from the sky? What's the answer?
It was something heavy falling from the sky, Andy.
What do you think, Dale? Is he right?
No, I don't think so.
No, say he's right. In this instance, he's right. Say he's right. Say you
think
he's right.
Oh, my bag.
Yeah, there it is.
It actually is something falling from the sky. Specifically, a huge chunk of plaster from the rafters of the venue as they sound check. It gives Alex a hematoma on his arm, which he needs, you know, for drumming. So they have to cancel the show. Sammy, tell Dale what he's won.
You know what? Dale's won tickets to see Bob Dylan and his band at the Shrine Auditorium on June 16th.
Well, Dale, that's fantastic. It's because you have such perspicacity, because you knew Christian was telling the truth in that instance. So hold the phone. We're going to get some information from you, sir, while we play some Allman Brothers.
I thought perspicacity was a swelling of the groin.
No, you need deodorant for perspicacity.
Oh, well, that explains
it's
that.
Insight. Thing. Look it up. 100.3, The Sound. Hey, hang out. We've got Song Fight coming up in just about 10 minutes here. We each put up a song, and you get to tell us which one wins. We'll get to it in moments after some Bruce on 100.3 The Sound.
Bow, now, now, now. Bow,
it's time to fight on The Sound.
Round one, fight.
Every day at this time, 3:40, Christian and I each pick a song, and then we fight with it. That is, we let you text and tell us which song wins. I'm on a bit of a roll this week. If I win today, it's a sweep. And you don't want to see Christian when I sweep. Let's see what I can choose since I get to go first. I'm going with this one from Blue Oyster Cult. Little number called Gojira. Jump to the hook here for you. So if you like that one, you want to text A to 21003. Conversely, you might want to vote for Christian's song, which is?
From the G's. I guess we're doing G's today.
Okay.
Elite.
Oh, Gabriel.
It's one of my favorites.
Games Without Frontiers.
One of the greatest albums.
Je sans frontières. That's for French.
Say in France.
I used to think they were saying something completely different.
I thought it was She's So Popular.
I always thought it was... I can't tell you on the air. I'll tell you off the air.
Would we need the dump button, sir?
We would. Let's jump to the hook. Could kill, they probably will. In
games without frontiers, war without tears. One of the greatest debut solo games albums of all time. Frontiers, war
without tears. This one where his face is melting?
Yeah, melting face.
All right, so if you want to vote for this one, text C to 21003. Don't text and drive. We'll have the results after 6 o'clock. Standard rates apply, of course. So there you go, C for that song, 21003. And more classic rock is next. Okay, so this is Spirit, the song Taurus. Part that is allegedly similar to Stairway to Heaven.
I'm no legal expert, Andy, but I'm not... I don't think that's alleged.
I'm not going to make the judgment here. I'm leaving it up to the court of public opinion. Oh, but here's the thing. The court hearing is in L.A. this month. So John Paul Jones and Jimmy Page and Robert Plant intend to show up for it. So if you happen to see a couple of people walking around town who really look a lot like Led Zeppelin,
you're saying if there's a bumble in your hedgerows?
Don't be alarmed now. buy them a drink. They probably have had enough legalese to last a lifetime. Lord. Led Zeppelin on 100.3 The Sound. It's 100.3 The Sound. Christian, why did Peter Wolf leave the Jay Giles Band? Let's ask him.
For instance, an artist, an actor like Sean Connery played the first James Bond. You know, he could be on his 30th James Bond movie. Something made him want to stop and say, look, you know, I don't want to be James Bond all my life. And it's not like I did not want to be the Jay Giles Band. The Jay Giles Band was an incredible experience for me, and I value it. But, you know, I have a lot of different experiences since then.
I've always considered him the James Bond of music.
Giles.
Yes.
Jay Giles.
License to thrill, mate.
The Sound. And Jay Giles Band. I'm Andy Chanley. David Bowie now has been, it's hard to believe he's been gone 5 months.
Is it really five months already?
Almost, yeah. Well, it was January 10th.
That was pretty much right when we started. That was the exciting thing.
Before January 10th, and it's already June. But they're starting to think about raiding his vault. Producer Tony Visconti says there's great unreleased music sitting in there, and it's only logical it come out. He says he's in talks with his management and his label, quote, there's going to be some great Bowie stuff coming out. How do you feel about that? Bowie is pretty particular about what he put out and what he didn't.
Yeah, I don't think you could just, it's like Prince. You can't just raid his things and just stick them out on the web and go, yeah, here's his work.
Did you see the Onion headline?
No.
A disappointing Prince vault full of 37,000 hours of Billy Joel covers.
Now that I'd listen to.
Anyhow, so look forward to some Bowie stuff coming out soon. Look forward to some Bowie stuff coming in the next set of Classic Rock. I'm going to play some, and we're going to start things off with one of Christian's patented breakdowns. That's next on the Sound.
Tight.
Break break you down again.
I'm
coming up
you.
On Sunday night on 100.3 The Sound at 9 o'clock, you've got that new show Christian put together called If You Like That.
Yep.
But before that, Uncle Joe has a show called Off the Record. And this week it's Stuart Copeland.
Stuart Douchey Copeland. Good old Douchey, mate.
Would you want to investigate some Stuart?
Well, Stuart is known, Andy, for his hi-hat work. Mm-hmm. To the point of, did you know that on Peter Gabriel's Red Rain, he was hired just to do the hi-hats?
Just to do
the... That's what he does. Yep, yep. So here he is, proving the point, if you will.
Difficulty level.
It's, it's not a tough thing to do, but it's a hard thing to have that feel with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Players like this, it's like Kenny Aronoff we watched playing, talking about earlier from John Cougar Mellencamp's band. It's all in the feel.
Right.
And Stewie's feel is amazing. He's just like that, the way it sort of pulses. Uses the hat for the fills, and then he knocks it. You know what song it is now, of course.
And this time, 1979, is it? Using the click track for this, or is this just feel?
Yeah, I would imagine. He wasn't known for his timeliness, I'll tell you that. Put it in. Wow, that's pretty good.
Not bad.
Yeah. Stuart Copeland.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
It's like Dog the Bounty Hunter. It's everything that's great and a little bit left of sideways with America.
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
Swirling. I'm getting really dizzy.
Well, stop doing that in the chair.
That was just me doing that.
Yeah, yeah, you're not dizzy at all now.
It's much better.
Nah.
100.3 The Sound.
Here to help.
Southern California, and that's David Bowie, of course, as promised earlier. Hey, as promised, all week long, we've got more tickets for Disneyland on Monday morning. You want to tune in. Four packs of one-day, one-park tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Mark and Gina have another one at 8 o'clock on Monday. It's getting to be hot as blazes. You need to go down there and see that Frozen live at the Hyperion show they've got going on. In just a minute, give me a second, and I'll recap Song Fight for you so you can get your votes in for that. We pick a song every day at 3:40, and you get to weigh in and tell us which one wins and which one gets played in the 6 o'clock hour, and it's a good matchup today. Stick around. This is The Sound. You're listening to 100.3 The Sound.
Oh, that explains it.
Fight. And it's a song fight. Every day at 3:40, we each pick a song, and then you get to text and choose which one wins. Here's the one I chose today. Godzilla by Blue Oyster Cult. You want to text A to 21003 if you want to hear this after 6. Love me some Blue Oyster Cult. This is Christian's song. It's Games Without Frontiers by Peter Gabriel. You want to text C to 21003 if you want this one to win. Don't text and drive, because that's just plain dumb. Standard rates apply. We'll have those results like I promised. After 6, we'll start this set off with Aerosmith and 100.3 The Sound.
Nice. Is this the Run DMC version?
This is not.
Oh.
Sound.
Still can't gamble in the casinos. Hello?
Oh, yeah?
Hey, can I get those tickets? Can I get tickets, please?
Tickets for what?
I don't know. Just free tickets, because the ex gives out tickets every summer and
Well, eloquently put, and very nobly argued, but I don't have any tickets given away right now.
All right. No worries.
All right, dude. Have a great weekend. 8
time.
O'clock on Monday, they've got Disney tickets if you want them.
Bye. Heartbeat of the Southland.
Part of the heartbeat.
Yep.
Right there.
One of the heartbeats.
Yeah. It'd be the systolic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a Friday, Andy.
Friday,
yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, we can do this.
Going home soon.
Welcome to Sisyphus Radio.
I just looked it up. A Kasbah is the area surrounding a North African citadel. typically in the old part of a city.
You should rock that, probably.
It sounds so much better than rock the area surrounding a North American African citadel.
Yeah, doesn't quite fit.
This cuts right through.
Yeah.
It's 100 minutes commercial-free with The Clash on 100.3 The Sound.
Wheat from the chaff.
Now time for Random David Lee Roth Says.
Alrighty!
This has been Random David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
Christian's going to break down something he's never broken down before.
No, it's the firstie. You want to hear a vocal that's got sex dripping all over it?
Yes, I do.
It's not you talking about the sound and heartbeats and all that. I know. It's this.
Well, you're dirty and sweet, cat in black. Don't look back and I love you. You're dirty and sweet. Oh, yeah.
Mark Bolan.
Well, you're slim and you're weak. You got the teeth of the Hydra upon you. You're dirty, sweet, and you're my girl. Get it on, bang a gong, get it on.
I think gong is a metaphor.
What?
Get it on, bang a gong, get it on.
That's why there's no gongs in the song.
Oh.
Yeah, you see, he doesn't mean gong, he means something else. I don't know what, though.
Well, you're built like a car, you got a hubcap, diamond star halo. You're built like a car, oh yeah.
I need a shower, you know.
Well, you're an
untamed
youth, that's the truth. With your cloak full of eagles, you're dirty, sweet, and you're my girl. Get it on, bang a gong, get it on.
It's so good.
Get it on. Bang a gong, get it on.
We'll now very return cool. to your...
By the way, let me throw this fun little thing in here at the end. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm still thinking that is actually Chuck Berry.
Meanwhile, I'm still thinking.
From Little Queenie. How about that? Taken from a little bit from every yard. T-Rex, 100.3 The Sound. Cool stuff, Christian.
Yeah, we apologize, everybody, especially that children listening to the radio. That was inappropriate, Andy.
Totally. It's 100.3 The Sound.
PG-13.
It's 100 minutes commercial-free right now on 100.3 The Sound. Now, on Sunday night, 8 o'clock, off the record with Uncle Joe, Stuart Copeland, Christian's tattoo spirit animal.
Friend of the
police.
Show. Yep.
He's going to be there. And then after is Christian's new show.
Yeah, it's called If You Like That, 9 p.m. on Sunday nights. I'm a genius. So I worked out how to play new music on a classic rock station by linking the established artists that you're friends with already and then playing you brand new music or newer tracks from bands that you don't know. And you can go, that's my new favorite band. Thank you, Christian. So I'll see you at 9 p.m. on The Sound.
I think I really should say that there is really no correlation between drugs and music and how you perform it. But this is a lie. Some people can handle things and other people can't. If the drugs become more important than the music, then you've lost the battle. I've never felt that it did anything to my creativity. I mean, it kept me up a lot at nights looking for the stuff. But it was something that I had to stop, you know, because I realized that, you know, there are experiments that go on too long.
All right, results of Songfighter coming up in just a couple of minutes here.
If I didn't win, I'm going to kill you.
You're on the
ropes. Air.
Now, this is a nice, tender song. Why do you have to be that way?
I'm going to kill you later on.
Maybe Christian evens things up, or maybe he goes two down. I hope it's two down. Games Without Frontiers from Peter Gabriel and Blue Oyster Cult's Godzilla. Two songs that couldn't be any further apart from each other. Find out who wins in just a few on the set.
Mine doesn't have a sound effect.
Round one, fight.
All right, time for the results of song fights.
Think about what you're doing.
Every day at 3:40.
Think about what you're doing, Chandler.
We put a song up, and you get to text and decide It's what they do, Christian.
Think about it.
60% to 40% prefer your song. Peter Gabriel, Games Without Frontiers over Blue Oyster Cult, Godzilla. And here's the fulfillment.
I'm annoyed. This is not a victory. You threw it with some bunk Blue Oyster Cult song that nobody accepted. I don't even think the guys in the band remember.
Can
they
I play
wrote
the
this
song now?
This is not a victory. This is charity. And
you,
I'm not
sir, are not a victory. It's 100.3 the sound.
Not taking it.
Sound. Hello?
Oh, Ken Campbell in the casinos. Hello?
Oh, yeah?
Hey, can I get those tickets? Can I get tickets, please?
Tickets for what?
I don't know. Just free tickets because the ex gives out tickets every summer and
Well, eloquently put and very nobly argued. But I don't have any tickets given away right now.
All right. No worries.
All right, dude. Have a great weekend. 8 o'clock on Monday. They've got Disney tickets if you want them.
All right, dude.
Peace out. Heartbeat of the Southland.
Part of the heartbeat.
Yep.
Right there.
One of the heartbeats.
Yeah. It'd be the systolic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a Friday, Andy.
Friday, everybody.
Yeah, we can do this.
Going home soon.
Welcome to Sisyphus Radio.
I just looked it up. A kasbah is the area surrounding a North African citadel, typically in the old part of a city.
You should rock that, probably.
It sounds so much better than rock the area surrounding a North African citadel.
Yeah, doesn't quite fit.
This cuts right through.
Yeah.
It's 100 minutes commercial-free with The Clash on 100.3 The Sound.
Wheat from the chaff.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
Alrighty!
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
Christian's going to break down something he's never broken down before.
No, it's the firstie. You want to hear a vocal that's got sex dripping all over it?
Yes, I do.
It's not you talking about the sound and heartbeats and all that. I know. It's this.
Well, you're dirty and sweet, cat in black. Don't look back and I love you. You're dirty and sweet. Oh, yeah.
Mark Bolan.
Well, you're slim and you're weak. You got the teeth of the Hydra upon you. You're dirty, sweet, and you're my girl. Get it on, bang a gong, get it on.
I think gong is a metaphor.
What?
Get it on, bang a gong, get it on.
That's why there's no gongs in the song.
Oh.
Yeah, you see, he doesn't mean gong, he means something else. I don't know what, though.
Well, you're built like a car, you got a hubcap, diamond star halo. You're built like a car, oh yeah.
I need a shower, you know.
Well, you're an untamed youth, that's the truth. With your cloak full of eagles, you're dirty, sweet, and you're my girl. Get it on, bang a gong, get it on.
It's so good.
Get it on. Bang a gong, get it on.
We'll now very return cool. to your...
By the way, let me throw this fun little thing in here at the end. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm still thinking that is actually Chuck Berry.
Meanwhile, I'm still thinking.
From Little Queenie. How about that? Taken from a little bit from every yard. T-Rex. 100.3 The Sound. Cool stuff, Christian.
Yeah, we apologize, everybody, especially that children listening to the radio. That was inappropriate, Andy.
Totally. It's 100.3 The Sound.
PG-13.
It's 100 minutes commercial-free right now on 100.3 The Sound. Now, on Sunday night, 8 o'clock, off the record with Uncle Joe, Stuart Copeland, Christian's tattoo spirit animal.
Friend of the
police.
Show. Yep.
He's going to be there. And then after is Christian's new show.
Yeah, it's called If You Like That, 9 p.m. on Sunday nights. I'm a genius. So I worked out how to play new music on a classic rock station by linking the established artists that you're friends with already and then playing you brand new music or newer tracks from bands that you don't know. And you can go, that's my new favorite band. Thank you, Christian. So I'll see you at 9 p.m. on The Sound.
I think I really should say that there is really no correlation between drugs and music and how you perform it. But this is a lie. Some people can handle things and other people can't. If the drugs become more important than the music, then you've lost the battle. I've never felt that it did anything to my creativity. I mean, it kept me up a lot at nights looking for the stuff, but it was something that I had to stop, you know, because I realized that, you know, there are experiments that go on too long.
All right, results of Songfighter coming up in just a couple of minutes here.
If I didn't on win, I'm going to kill you.
You're
live
on the ropes.
On the air.
Now, this is a nice, tender song. Why do you have to be that way?
I'm going to kill you later on.
Maybe Christian evens things up, or maybe he goes two down. I hope it's two down. Games Without Frontiers from Peter Gabriel and Blue Oyster Cult's Godzilla. Two songs that couldn't be any further apart from each other. Find out who wins in just a few on the set.
Mine doesn't have a sound effect.
Round one. Fight.
All right, time for the results of Song Fights.
Think about what you're doing. Think about what you're doing, Chandler.
We put a song up, and you get to text and decide. It's what they do, Christian.
Think about it.
60% to 40% prefer your song. Peter Gabriel, Games Without Frontiers over Blue Oyster Cult Godzilla. And here's the fulfillment.
I'm annoyed. This is not a victory. You threw it with some bunk Blue Oyster Cult song that nobody accepted. I don't even think the guys in the band remember.
Can
they
I play
wrote
the
song
now?
This is not a victory. This is charity. And
you,
I'm not
sir, are not a victory. It's 100.3 the sound.
Not taking it.
It's 100 minutes. We're going to just have a quick look at some John Mellencamp. And Christian, you know, one of my favorite drummers of all time is Kenny Aronoff.
Kenny Aronoff, a monster behind the kit. And of course, the drum fill from the Jack and Diane's, it's epic and it's iconic. Well, this is a great video that you can find on YouTube of Kenny Aronoff playing it at a drum clinic. Listen to him. Hardest hi-hats have ever been hit since John Bonham smacked them.
And he's twirling the sticks.
Yeah.
Just because he can.
Listen to this. The bass drum, the front head is like extruding by 2 inches with each hit. Here we go. Find that video. Kenny Aronoff, Jack and Diane.
It's good stuff.
Put it in the search bar. And take a look at a man who knows how to play some drums.
And when we get to the bridge here, roll down your windows and make this loud.
Take it to the bridge, Chandles.
It's Andy in the afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. Oh, yes, we are. It's 100.3 The Sound. That was 100 minutes. It was actually more than 100 minutes, commercial-free classic rock. But who's counting among friends, right? And you are friends because you've made us the heartbeat of the Southland. It's taken just a few months. I didn't expect it to happen. I thought maybe it could happen, but I didn't know it would happen this quickly. So thank you for putting us on a pedestal.
It's also what she
every
said.
Day. And, you know, you can join in on everything that we do, the stuff on the radio, the stuff behind the scenes. If you follow our Facebook page, it's Andy in the Afternoon on Facebook. And if you're an Uber fan, you just need to know every little thing that we talk about and all the details, then you can subscribe to the fan page.
Yeah.
Ask us about that on Andy in the Afternoon. And we'll direct you to that because Aaron Allen, the, 800 or 900 people that are
yes,
a part of
that? Yes, it is quite a tribe.
It's so much fun. Up next, we've got our little goodbye song, and then Rita Wild takes over and rocks you through your Friday
special
night.
Guest triangle player tonight. On
oh,
the,
hot dog.
Yeah, it's going to be good times.
We'll have that on Facebook Live as well in just a moment on The Sound. All right, everybody. Hey, thanks a lot for joining us all week long. We'll be back with you Monday at 3 o'clock on The Sound. Until then, good night and sleep tight and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true. And though it's always such sorrow to part, I know you'll always remain in my heart. Good night. and sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer, every dream comes true. And now, until we meet again, say adios, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen. Good night, Silas, my boy. I love you.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, Viv, you cute, cute, cute. Ah, nice. Hey, Rita Wild's in.
Yep. Have a great weekend, Andy.
She's a real DJ, by the way. She plays real vinyl. She's going to do that 11 o'clock tonight. Some Van Halen. Have a safe weekend. 100.3 The Sound.